And it remains to be seen whether that extraordinary three-day lockdown in Sierra Leone was effective in stopping the spread of the deadly Ebola virus. In the region, West Africa, more than 2,600 people have died of Ebola. And of course, the concern is that Ebola is spreading exponentially and there is no vaccine. But here in the U.S., health experts are turning their attention to an illness that every year kills far more people and is more common and does have a vaccine, the flu. The flu kills 24,000 Americans every year, including at least 100 children, and more than half of all Americans don't get vaccinated. Dr. William Schaffner is an expert on infectious diseases at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Tennessee. And there's lots to talk about today, including a tuberculosis scare in Texas. So, Dr. Schaffner, welcome back to Here and Now.
Well, hello, Robin. Good to be with you.
And first, your thoughts on Ebola and this question that's been raised by Michael Osterholm, among others. He's director of the Infectious Disease Research Program at the University of Minnesota. He wrote an op-ed about a week ago. We know Ebola is spread through bodily fluids, but a lot of virologists like Michael are wondering if it will be airborne. Your thoughts?
Well, at the moment, it's a theoretical possibility. You can manipulate this virus in the laboratory to do that, but there's no evidence of that in nature, in the real world, in past Ebola outbreaks, or in this one. I think we have so many real problems we have to fret about. I wouldn't worry about that one right now.
Okay.
I'll leave that to the laboratorians.
Okay, let's turn to the flu. There's new news this year for children aged 2 to 8. It's recommended that they get a flu mist.
The flu mist is the nasal spray vaccine that's been around for quite some time. It seems to work better in children 2 to 8 years of age than the injectable vaccine. But if the nasal spray vaccine is not available where the moms get their immunization, get the one that's injectable because, as you say, last year we had over 100 deaths in children due to flu. Half of those children were perfectly normal, had no underlying illnesses. We need to vaccinate all our children and, indeed, all of us. The recommendation is that everyone age 6 months and older should be vaccinated each and every year against flu.
Yeah. So get the vaccination if there's no flu mist for children 2 to 8, but everybody should get something 6 months and up. Talk about pregnant women for a second, because you say it's safe for them to get vaccinated, but they should not take the flu mist.
It's very important that pregnant women be vaccinated for two reasons. First is it protects the woman herself. You see, women who get influenza when they're pregnant have rates of complication that are akin to those of people age 65 and older. So we need to protect the pregnant woman. But there's a bonus. That protection will actually go through the placenta and into the newborn and help protect that newborn during the first 6 months of their fragile life. So there's a bonus there. The women get the injectable vaccine, not the flu mist, not the nasal spray vaccine.
Is it too strong or what?
It just hasn't been studied in pregnant women, and so the FDA hasn't licensed it for that use.
Okay. And by the way, flu mist also isn't recommended for people over the age of 49. Why is that?
Once again, it's a matter of licensure. It simply hasn't been studied. So flu mist is available for everyone age 2 to age 50 who's otherwise healthy.
Okay. And what about older people? We know this year it's recommended that seniors get their flu shot, but also get some pneumonia shots.
Absolutely. Seniors, get your flu shot. The most serious complication of flu is pneumonia. There's a pneumonia vaccine. It's been recommended for a long time, and now there's a newer recommendation for a newer pneumonia vaccine. It's called PCV13. It's the same one that's given to young children. It works well in adults. So everyone age 65 and older, get your influenza immunization. And at the same time, in the other arm, get that pneumonia shot.
Well, and now that we know that there are two pneumonia shots, we're reading in some cases that it's recommended that you get both, only wait 6 months between them.
Ah, this is the advanced course. That's correct. If you've never been vaccinated against pneumonia, once you reach age 65, you get this PCV13, and then you wait 6 to 12 months, and you get the old-fashioned pneumonia vaccine, the polysaccharide vaccine.
Okay, I think we've covered the flu. Just talk to your doctor, I guess, would always be your final recommendation. There's so many options now, but just do something. Enterovirus, not at all covered by the flu vaccine. This is a terrible respiratory illness that's sending kids to the hospital. It's now spread to 22 states. What's your top recommendation to parents?
The top recommendation to parents is wash your hands, keep those children's hands washed, and if your child happens to get this illness and they develop any difficulty in breathing at all, please immediately take them to medical care. That will help. All of these children do well. There are no deaths. They'll be back in school next week. So that's the good news about this enterovirus.
Yeah, just take them to the hospital. And by the way, I said when we talked a while back that you should wash your hands while singing happy birthday. I got about 100 emails saying, no, you have to sing happy birthday twice for the best hand washing. To that tuberculosis scare in Texas, this is frightening to parents. A caregiver with an active case of TB at Providence Memorial Hospital in El Paso. Officials say exposed more than 700 newborns and 43 other employees to TB. The hospital says the employees are screened annually. But what should you do if you are one of those parents?
Well, first, tuberculosis is diminishing in this country through our control efforts. Hospitals, indeed, screen all workers in the hospital on an annual basis, but every once in a while you get a worker who develops active tuberculosis and then, before it's discovered, exposes a number of patients. If you're a parent of an exposed child, immediately respond to what it is that the Providence Hospital is asking you to do. Your child will be screened. The risk of transmission, fortunately, is low.
Okay. Dr. William Schaffner, expert on infectious diseases at Vanderbilt Medical Center in Tennessee. The takeaway, the big takeaway from this conversation is moms and dads, so I can avoid another 100 emails, take your kids to get vaccinated against the flu. Dr. Schaffner, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Robin, and they should get vaccinated themselves.
Yeah, that's true.